Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Tremendous Leadership, a professional development and management consulting company, and the new book that she has out, which she's, I'm sure she channeled her dad to go along with her on this one, A Message to Millennials, What Your Parents Didn't Tell You and What Your Employer Needs You to Know. Tracy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's tremendous to be here today.
It's good to have you back, and thank you for your service.
Thank you. You are so welcome. It was an honor.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So, okay, Tracy, we're going to talk about millennials, and I have a lot of experience with millennials. I've employed a lot of them. I've met with a lot of them, and I always say this first because I mean it with all my heart. No matter what else I may say, I have to say this first. Tracy, I believe the millennial generation is probably the best crop of human beings we've ever raised.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I believe that. Well, that is why I wrote the book, A Message to Millennials.
Yeah.
Because I had so
their
many
values, stand for, in
yes.
terms of their hearts, in
yes.
terms of the, in terms of lack of pretentiousness. They're
exactly.
probably the best human beings we've ever raised.
They did, and they would come up to me, and I can remember when I was that age, we were all in our 20s, and you're trying to find your way in the world. You're out of school, you're on your own, and you know you want to make your mark, and you want to provide value. And so I had a lot of these young people come to me and say, Tracy, how do I step into a leadership role? And that is why exactly why I wrote the book, and it's a hybrid of my father's wisdom on the 7 laws of leadership. And then I come alongside of it with the 7 functions of followership. Because what I learned growing up, and Jim, I'm sure you learned it, is leadership is really cultivated in your followership skills.
Mm-hmm.
When you hit that job with that attitude of teachability.
You can't be a leader if you can't find someone to follow you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you have to do, it's the little things. Excellence is the little things done well. So a lot of these youngsters have this misperception that, oh, success is going to happen immediately and I'm going to be the boss in 6 months. And I'm like, no, you're missing the entire journey. You know, it is all about what you morph into and how you mature and what you develop character-wise as you take.
Is that one of their problems? Isn't that one of the chronicled problems
yes.
with issues, I should say, challenges for millennials?
It is.
There a little, they get out over their skis too much?
Oh, I love that. Get out of their skis. Boy, do I know that feeling. And you know what? But I think we all do that. We all want success. But you know you have to earn that. And when you're ready, life is going to give it to you. Because there's this misperception because we look at everybody on social media and we think, oh, I can do that. I can step up. And you don't realize when you get to the top, there's one of my favorite things. It says, new levels, new devils. You think it's easy at the top, and everybody just kicks back and gets patted on the back and puts their feet on the desk. If you haven't grown your character roots on all those years going up through the ranks in even the most menial jobs, and, Jim, I've flipped burgers. I've done janitorial.
Yep.
I did retail. I worked at a camp. I mean, because when you get up to the higher echelon, you are going to be dealing with problems magnified 100 times, and
well,
if
one
you
of the
haven't
things,
developed, you won't make it.
One of the things that I've observed about millennials, as I say, I've employed a lot of them and know a lot of them, is that I think prevents them from. So, you and I wanted to get there quick too, but
right.
when people explained, the person who explained it to you and me were people who were where we wanted to be, but when we knew their story, we knew that they didn't get there right away. So we saw that. We said, okay, that's the path. This is our mentor. That's the path. A lot of elbow grease, a lot of labor, a lot of sweat, et cetera. But it seemed because you and I appreciated the context of
yeah.
their life, of their,
yeah.
their experience. The problem I think the millennials have, and this is where I lower my eyebrows at them, and that's because I say, okay, folks, you cannot disregard the effort that went into where you want to be. You
right.
cannot blow by that. And that's what I think they have a problem with.
Well, we talk about that in the book. What you said, and people say, well, it's different now, Tracy. No, it's not. That universal truth you just laid out will stand till 1 billion years from now, okay?
Yeah.
We have to do it now. Technology just brings different things to our fingers, and it's information gathering. But how you relate with people, developing your ethics, developing your personality
yeah.
traits of
mm-hmm.
conscientiousness and agreeableness, that doesn't happen overnight. We are all works in progress. And I think they may try and jump over that, But you're going to hit different walls in your professional career where if you haven't fulfilled those gates and learned those lessons, you have to go back and learn them.
Well,
and so the book tries to help them do that.
One thing I tell them is, let me ask you a question. If you're going to be something in a forest, you want to be a mushroom or you want to be an oak tree?
Right.
You know, mushrooms pop up real quick and they're beautiful, but they only last, you know, they're only beautiful about 12 hours, right? And
right.
So you need to be something. And the thing, I come back to this one thing that I think is fundamental to millennials. They have so much content in their head, and the power of acquiring that content is so awesome for them that they have little room, or they make little room for context.
Like you said, information is not knowledge. I can take, and I'm working on my doctorate right now, and you have to learn the critical thinking skills if you want to be a strategic thinker. So they have access to so many data points, but you know as well as I do, followership is always about discernment and growing in maturity. You know, they think they have all the answers in life, but you just don't know the questions yet. And that's part of this maturation. So if they just stay open and teachable, and a lot of times they'll say, well, I have a seat at the table, and that's great. I love having them at the table. But they've so many times have said to me, hey, they got to realize they don't know it all. They've got so much to learn. And that's when I can look at them and say, you guys are going to be the next generation of leaders, because just like us, we knew there were things we didn't know, and so we were quiet at times when we needed to take it in and develop, and then they'll put their own spin on it,
well,
and off we go.
And the dues have to be paid.
Absolutely.
Now, you can decide, like that old commercial about the oil, you can pay your dues now when it's while you're learning, while you have time, or you can blow by that and pay your dues later when it's very expensive.
Exactly, but you can't skip it.
That's right. You cannot blow by. Exactly. That's exactly right. A Message to Millennials by Charlie T. Jones and Tracy Jones. Available wherever books are sold. Tracy?
Yeah, www.tremendousleadership.com.
Check it out. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.